Unit 13. Recreating History. Gettysburg was one of the key events in the American Civil War. The combat lasted from July 1st to 3rd, 1863, and it was a massacre. There were around 50,000 casualties during those 3 days, counting those injured and killed. It is always a moving experience to visit the cemetery in Gettysburg, where those who died still lie. In fact, it was there that Abraham Lincoln gave the famous Gettysburg Address at the dedication ceremony. On July 1, 1998, more than 41,000 people assembled to commemorate the Battle of Gettysburg by reenacting it. I was thinking about Gettysburg's history at daybreak of the second day, as my squad assembled to prepare for war. I was a sergeant in the Rifle Corps, fighting for the Union, the eventual victors of the war. Unfortunately, the rebel cavalry caught us while we were on patrol that morning, and my comrades and I spent the rest of the day playing corpses. On day 3, I was recruited to join my foes and to fight alongside the Confederate soldiers who had killed me. I have to admit it was a great experience. Although I only tried it once, I came to understand why people spend so much time and effort doing historical reenactments.
Vocabulary.
Combat.
The soldiers all hoped they would never enter combat.
Massacre.
The people of the village were massacred by the soldiers.
Casualty.
There were 12 casualties in the 5-car accident.
Cemetery.
The old soldier was buried in a cemetery outside of town.
Ceremony.
The bride's brother came from Poland to attend the wedding ceremony.
Assemble.
The committee assembled in the meeting room to discuss the news.
Commemorate.
The city held a ceremony to commemorate the end of the war.
Reenact.
The program used actors to reenact the scene of the crime.
Daybreak.
Chickens make a lot of noise at daybreak.
Squad.
The lieutenant assigned a squad to stay behind and watch the prisoners.
Sergeant.
When the general appeared, the sergeant told the soldiers to stand at attention.
Rifle.
The soldiers learned how to shoot, clean, and care for their rifles.
Corps.
Joe joined the Marine Corps when he was 19.
Victor.
History is written by the victor, so it is usually biased in his favor.
Cavalry.
The captain sat on his horse and led a cavalry charge.
Comrade.
Jim kept in touch with his old comrades from the army.
Corpse.
The two boys found a corpse of a dog in the park.
Recruit.
Basketball teams have started recruiting players out of high school.
Foe.
When we met him, the first thing we asked was whether he was a friend or a foe.
Alongside.
Pete's dog always walks alongside him.